on the plane, the pilot, the stewardess came and said, well, one engine's gone out. Well, that was all right. They had three more. All right, pretty quick she come back. She says, well, she says, another one's gone out. Well, that was all right. They still had two. So after a while, she come back and said, the third one's gone out. He began to get nervous and began to pray. He says, Lord, said, if you'll help me to get down to land one more time. He says, when I get back on land, said, I'll give you half of everything that I got. So sure enough, the one engine made it. But when he got down, he turned and looked up and he said, Lord, he said, if I ever get on a plane again, I'll give you all I got. He meant he wasn't going to get on there no more.
Okay, this is, let me get the, you want to sit down or you want to stand up?
It'd be better if you had music, that's what I'm
Do you want to sit down or you want to stand up?
Well, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
I said it would be better if you had music.
Is it okay if I sit in this chair?
You want me to sing that song I sang a while ago?
Wait a minute, let me do some talking here for a minute. This tape is for the Florida Folk Life program over at White Springs. Mm-hmm. And I'm Nancy Nuss, the interviewer here. And this is Louise
Sanders.
Is that right, Louise? Mm-hmm. Sanders. And we're at her home over in Pinetta. And we have two people in the room with us. Would you like to?
Sadie Lambert.
Winnie Wilson from Rockstead, Alabama. Oh, okay. Okay, first of all, Louise, could you tell me the place that you were born?
Moultrie, Georgia, out at Kingwood. Well, Moultrie, Georgia, it'd be Colquitt County.
And when were you born?
I was born 19 and 13, on the 15th day of September.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Well, we left Moultrie. We went to Porterdale, Georgia. From Porterdale, Georgia, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Worked in the Cannon Mills. And from the Cannon Mills down to Bradenton, Florida. Back to Georgia, from Georgia back to North Carolina, from North Carolina.
How large of a family did you come from?
Oh, my father and, let's see, my mother and two sisters besides myself. There's three girls and two boys.
And how did you begin singing?
Long time ago at old country houses when there wasn't no TV, no radios, just old country houses and old country organs. That was our music. In fact, you'd gather up there, you know, the young people on Sunday, you know, and that was our entertainment. Because that's all we had. Them old, you know, organs, you match the foot feeds, you know.
And I hear that you have a great memory for a lot of your songs that you learned back then.
Well, I've never forgotten them.
Would you mind telling that story on tape that you told me about the preacher?
About the preacher.
About singing the song that when the preacher came in?
It's Pretty in White. You want me to sing it?
Well, I would like for you to tell that story again.
Senior Citizens.
Oh! I went to Senior Citizen, and all of them said, come on, Louise, says, sing us a birthday cake. And so I said, okay. And I said, the preacher always ate dinner with us, and we didn't think it was time for him to come in the door. And I said, after I got to singing it, got halfway through, one of the women, Senior Citizen, Ms. Bertie Walker, began to beat on the wall. And I looked up, and here come the preacher. And he says, come on, he said, Miss Sanders, he said, finish up the birthday cake. Now, you don't want that on there.
Yeah, I would like to hear it. It's okay, if you don't mind.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear fella, happy birthday to you. It's pretty and white, it's covered with cream, it's the best darn stuff you ever did see. Keep your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. You I got it on my finger, and I got it on the door. The next thing you know, I'll get it on the floor. Keep your finger out of it. It don't belong to you. Now, Grandpa said just before he died, another little piece, he'd be satisfied. Keep your finger out of it. It don't belong to you. Now, boys and girls, don't you make a mistake. I'm only singing about my birthday cake. Keep your finger out of it. It don't belong to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear fellow. Happy birthday to you. I shouldn't have probably go cut it out of my throat. I know they got it on there.
That's all right. That's quite all right. Okay, I would like for you, if you wouldn't mind, just to talk about your singing, some of the songs that you know, where you learned them, the cowgirl song.
I learned that back when I was about 17 years old, the cowgirl, the dying cowgirl is what that was. And the blind child, I learned it back when I was younger than that. And the engineer's child, I learned it younger than that. And then the, I come home the other night as drunk as I could be, I learned that younger than that. And then the drunkard's child, I've been knowing that all my life. And
could you sing some of them for me?
I'll try if I don't get a frog.
Sing that drunkard. Yeah, I come home drunk as I can be.
Oh, I'm the man now. I come home the other night as drunk as I could be. I saw another horse in the stable where my horse ought to be. I said, come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come another horse in the stable where my horse ought to be? You crazy fool, you drunk fool, oh, can't you never see? It's nothing but a milk cow your granny sent to me. I've traveled this world over 1,000 miles or more, but saddle upon a milk cow's back never have seen before. I came in the second night as drunk as I could be. I saw another coat hanging on the rack where my coat ought to be. I said, come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come another coat hanging on the rack where my coat ought to be? You crazy fool, you drunk fool, can't you never see? It's nothing but a baby quilt granny sent to me. I've traveled this world over 1,000 miles or more, but pockets on a baby quilt I never have seen before. I come in the third night as drunk as I could be. I saw another head laying on the pillow where my head ought to be. I said, come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come another head laying on the pillow where my head ought to be? You crazy fool, you drunk fool, can't you never see? It's nothing but a cabbage head your granny sent to me. I've traveled this world over 1,000 miles or more, but mustache on a cabbage head I never have seen before. See how that sounded? I'll tell you what, I'll sing you The Blind Child.
Okay.
Stand up, I think I'll have more leverage.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's pretty good music, but now I don't know how it's going to sound like that. Let's see now. You got it fixed now? I'm used to singing with music, like. They tell me, Father, that tonight you wed another bride, that you will clasp her in your arms where my dear mother died, that you will lay her statued head upon your manly breast. And now the one who lies low in death in her last hours did rest. They say her name is Mary too, the name my mother bore. And father, is she kind and true, like the one you loved before?
Just go ahead. You can just go ahead and start over.
Start over again? They tell me, father, that tonight you'll wed another bride, that you will clasp her in your arms where my dear mother died, that you will lay her statued head upon your manly breast. And now the one who lies low in death in her last hours did rest. They say her name is Mary too, the name my mother bore. And father, is she kind and true, like the one you loved before? And is her step so soft and light, her voice so meek and mild? Oh, father, do you think she'll love your blind and helpless child? Her picture's hanging on the wall, her books are lying near. Oh, father, do not bid me come, I could not meet her there. Now let me kneel down by your side and to the Savior pray, that God's right hand shall guide you both through life's long weary way. The prayer was softly murmured then, I'm weary now, she said. He gently raised her in his arms, he laid her on the bed. And as he turned to leave the room, one joyful cry was given. He turned to cast that last glad smile, his blind child was in heaven. He placed her by her mother's side, he raised a marble fair, and on it were these simple words, there will be no blind ones there. Last time I sang it on, oh,
that turned off? No, that's okay, go ahead.
Last time that I sang it was with a big band over in Panama City, and honey, I believe that was the first day I ever heard in my life. They had the mandolin and the big bass fiddles and the guitars, the banjos, and everything. All the airmen on the street my son lived in. Honey, I'm telling you, I didn't think music could be that pretty. But I sung with the music, you know what I mean? But my sister just told me to be sure and sing The Drinking House Over the Way.
Okay. When was the last song? Where did you learn that and when?
The Blind Child. Oh, honey, I don't even know.
She's about 10 or 11 years
old. I don't know of another soul in the world that knows it. Really. See how that sounded. See if my voice is coming in good.
Okay. Do you want to stand up to sing this?
Let me see. I'm just trying to say which one to sing. You got down though, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. I just it's okay. Just go ahead and talk freely. It doesn't matter. Which one are you going to sing?
My father is a drunkard. My father is a drunkard, my mother, she is dead. I am just an orphan child, no place to lay my head. My mother, she's in heaven, where God and his angels smile. Somewhere I know she's watching, a lonely orphan child. Now if you will but listen, I will tell you a story sad. A drinking rum and a gambling hell has stole away my dad. My mother, she's in heaven, where God and his angels dwell. Somewhere I know she's watching, a lonely orphan child. Oh, there's two or three things to that. Oh, wait, I wanted to sing a long one. Two drummers, they were sitting in a grand hotel one day. While dining, they were were chatting in a jokey manner way. There came a pretty waitress to bring a tray of food. They spoke to her familiar in a manner rather rude. She turned on her tormentors. Her cheeks were blushing red. This is what she said. I missed up there. My mother was a lady, and yours she would allow. You may have a sister who needs protection now. I came to this great city to find my brother dear. You would dare insult me, sir, if Brother Jack were here. The two sat there in silence. Their head hung down in shame. Excuse us, miss, we meant no harm. Pray tell me what's your name. She told him, and he cried aloud, we know your brother too. We've been friends for many, many years, and he often speaks of you. Come go with me when I go back, and if you only will, I'll take you to him as my bride, for I've loved you since you said. My mother was a lady, yours she would allow. You may have a sister who needs protection now. I came to this great city to find my brother dear. You would dare insult me, sir, if Brother Jack were here. I messed up right there one place.
That's okay.
Oh, that makes me sick. Let's see. The room was so cold, so chilly and bare, with a rickety table and one broken chair, with curtainless windows and hardly a pane to keep out the cold, the wind and the rain. And there all alone a pale woman was lying. You need not look twice to see she was dying. Dying of want, of hunger and cold. Shall I tell you the story? The story she told. No, ma'am, I'm no better. My cough is so bad. It's wearing me out, though it makes me feel glad. For it's wearisome living when one's all alone. Off heaven, they tell me, is just like a home. The cradle stood empty, pushed up to the wall. Somehow that seemed the saddest of all. I'm messing that up again.
That's okay. Oh. It's all right.
His father was gone, never meaning to stay. I'm sure to the drinking house over the way. It's dying was easy, it just grew more white, and opened its eyes wider to look for the light. When his father came home, it was just break of day, came in from the drinking house over the way. He stood quite a while, he could not understand, you see, till he touched that cold little hand. Then the tears came, and he shook like a leaf, said it was the drinking that caused all the grief. The neighbors were kind, the minister came, he talked to me of seeing my baby again. Of all the bright angels, I wonder if they can see in the drinking house over the way. There's a verse in the Bible the minister read. No drunkard shall enter the kingdom, it said. He is my husband and I love him so. Where I am going, I want him to go. Baby and I will both want him there. Don't you think the dear Savior will answer my prayer? So please, when I'm gone, ask someone to pray for him at the drinking house over the way. I messed it up.
That's okay.
That makes me mad now to mess them up.
Is it because of the tape recorder?
She's slipping.
No, no, that isn't it. I just know so many, you know.
We have begged her.
You see, I know so many. Now, on this one right here, I'm singing The Engineer's Child, and there's not one break in the whole thing. About a little child on a sick bed lay, and death was very near. She was a child, an only child of a railroad engineer. His duty called him from those he loved, and to seeing that hope was dim. While a tear he shed, to his wife he said, just have two lanterns trimmed. Just hang a light as I pass by tonight. Just hang it where it can be seen. If our baby's dead, show the red. If she's better, then show the green. In a little house by the railroad side, a mother with watchful eyes, with a feeble hope and a feeble smile, as the train went rushing by. Just one short look was his only chance to see that light of green. In the midnight air, there arose a prayer. Thank God the light was green. Just hang a light as I pass by tonight. Just hang it where it can be seen. If our baby's dead, show the red. If she's better, then show the green. You got it still on. Oh, brother. I know so many, you see them together.
Do you remember where you learned that one?
Hay Miner was leaving his home for his work when he heard his little child scream. He went to the side of the little girl's bed. Oh, Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. I dreamed that the mines were all streaming with fire. The men all fought for their lives. Just inside the mouth of the mine were husbands and sweethearts and wives. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. I'm going to just sketch them now. I bet I know 1,000. And see, this here is what I love to sing.
What's the name of that song?
The Miner's Child. This is one that I relived. My mother died. She starved to death. And this is just like that I'm walking in the cemetery. When I get to this last verse, you'll know what I mean. It's just like that I'm walking, just like I'm saying there. In a little village church. Wait. In a little village churchyard is a green and grassy mound. There's where mother, she lies sleeping. In that cold and silent ground. Oh, how well I do remember on the night dear mother died. I sat watching, waiting, weeping till she called me to her side. Sure enough, that was it. Gentle ways the weeping willow, Wild fair birds, they sing their songs. Trust to God, we meet in heaven on that bright and shining shore. Now here's where I leave it. Strolling through that village churchyard, I bow to the blooming flowers, kneeling by my mother's green grave, I spend many solemn hours. Naturally, the chorus and all, but I'm just sketching them now. I know so many.
When did your mother die?
Back when I was 13.
Did you know that song before she died?
Yeah. But every time I sing that, that reminds me of mother. And then another one, wait a minute, they're running together now. I was standing by my window yesterday morning, a-looking why a worry or of care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy look and jolly air. He rang the bell, he whistled as he waited. Now, I may can sing this, and I may not. Okay, my son been gone over 20 years, don't know why. Then he said, good morning to you, Jack. But he little knew the sorrow that he brought me as he handed me that letter edged in black. With trembling hands, I took this letter from him. I broke the seal, and this is what it said. Come home, my boy, your dear old father won't you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. I bowed my head in sorrow. The sunshine of all my life, it all has fled. Since the postman handed me that letter yesterday morning, saying, come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. Those angry words, I wish I'd have never spoke them. You know I did not mean them, don't you, Jack? My eyes are dim, my poor old heart is breaking as I'm writing you this letter edged in black. Last time I tried to sing that to my daughter, I broke down and cried. See, I have a son that's been gone over 20 years. We don't know where he's living, dead, or what. And then I think about there where it says, those angry words, I wish I'd have never spoke them. You know I did not mean them, don't you, Jack? My eyes are dim, my poor old heart is breaking as I'm writing you this letter edged in black. There's so many running together to look.
I'm going to need to switch this tape. It's at the end of the side.
Huh?
I'm going to switch the tape because it's the end of side.
All right, I want you to play it over and see how my voice is doing.